Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1483 of our trek, and our focus on Friday is future technologies and societal advances. So we call it Futuristic Fridays. My personality is one that I've always been very future-oriented. Since my childhood, I have yearned for exploration and discovery of new technologies and advancements for the future. I grew up with the original Star Trek series, and even today, as I'm on my 65th revolution around the sun, I still dream of traveling into space. Each week, we will explore rapidly converging technologies and advancements, which will radically change our lives. At times, these topics sound like something out of a science fiction novel. But each area that we'll explore is already well on its way of becoming reality over the next couple of decades. To keep our theme of Ask Gramps, I will put our weekly topics in the form of a question to get us on track. So this week's question is, hey Gramps, I hear a fair bit about 3D printing today. Can you explain why it is so crucial for our future? So today we'll look at 3D printing. Last week, we learned how superfast transportation and avatars would change how we work with each other. This week, our focus will be on the 3D printing revolution. I'm using some of the information mentioned in Peter Diamandis' blogs and his book, The Future is Faster Than You Think. 3D printing is about to transform manufacturing as we know it, decimating waste, multiplying speed to market, and harnessing never-before-used materials. It has already hit $15.8 billion in value as of this year of 2020. 3D printing as manufacturing of products and services is projected to more than double to $35.6 billion by 2025, just 5 years from today. Not only will 3D printing turn supply chains on their head here on Earth, shifting how and who manufactures our products, but it is a vital catalyst for making space colonies and their infrastructures possible. If we look ahead 10 years, welcome to 2030, an era of tailor-made, rapid-fire, ultra-cheap, and zero-waste product creation on our planet and far beyond. Let's first look at 3D printing on the International Space Station. Today, the most expensive supply chain in the known universe extends only 241 miles. Jutting straight up from mission control down here on Earth, this resupply network extends directly to the astronauts aboard the International Space Station, or ISS. Yet the supply chain's hefty expense is due almost entirely to weight. Why is that? Well, it costs $10,000 per pound to get an object out of the Earth's gravity well. Because it takes months for the objects to reach the space station, the storage of replacement parts takes up a significant portion of the space station's precious real estate. In other words, the most expensive supply chain in history leads to the most exotic junkyard in the cosmos. The first ever company seeking to solve these problems, which is called Made in Space, had an ambitious goal to build a 3D printer that works in zero gravity. A few years later, Made in Space is now in space. For this reason, on a 2018 space station mission, when an astronaut broke his finger, the team no longer needed to order a splint from Earth and wait months for its arrival. Instead, they flipped on their 3D printer, loaded in some feedstock, and found how to build a splint in their blueprint archive. And they created what they needed, when they needed it. Success like that of Made in Space represents a level of on-demand manufacturing capabilities unlike any that we've seen before. And Made in Space is pushing the envelope on what can be made in space with its next mission, which is set to launch aboard a Northrop Grumman International Space Station resupply mission set for September 29th. Aboard that launch will be Made in Space's Turbine Ceramic Manufacturing Model, or other words CMM, a commercial ceramic turbine blisk manufacturing device that uses 3D printing technologies to produce intricate parts that require a high degree of production accuracy. But we didn't get to space overnight, so how did we get here? The original 3D printer showed up back in the 1980s. They were clunky, slow, hard to program, easy to break, and worked with only one material, which was plastic. Today, the machines have colonized most of the periodic table. We can now print in over 500 different materials, in full color, in metal, rubber, plastic, glass, concrete, and even organic materials such as cells, leather, and chocolate. The interfaces have become nearly plug-and-play simple, meaning that if you can learn to use Facebook, you can probably learn how to use a 3D printer. What we can now print is astounding, from jet engines to apartment complexes to circuit boards to prosthetic limbs. 3D printers can fabricate enormously complex devices in ever shorter time frames. Moreover, because objects are being built one layer at a time, customization requires little more than altering a digital file. Design complexities, what was once the most expensive component of the manufacturing process, now comes for free. And a big win for our planet, 3D printer also cleans up the process. In comparison, traditional manufacturing is about turning more into less. You start with a big chunk of whatever, and you carve, you shave it, you shred it on your way to the desired object. Most of what you're producing along the way is waste. 3D printing turns the process on its head. By building up objects one layer at a time, the process uses much less raw materials of traditional manufacturing. And it's just not the waste that vanishes. The on-demand nature of 3D printer removes the need for inventory and everything inventory requires. Besides the space needed for the printing materials and the printer itself, 3D printing all but erases supply chains, transportation networks, stock rooms, warehouses, and other components required for traditional manufacturing. The development and advancement of 3D exponential technology threatens to demonetize, dematerialize, and democratize the entire $12 trillion manufacturing industry. It didn't happen overnight, though. It was a long time in coming. Until the early 2000s, 3D printers were little more than expensive toys. The industry started to shift in 2007, when what once cost us several hundred thousand dollars a machine became available for under $10,000. And just a year later, the first 3D printed object hits the market. That consisted of housewares, jewelry, clothing, and even prosthetic limbs. Transportation was next. In 2011, saw the world's first 3D printed car. Jet engines soon followed, and rocket engines were not far behind. 2017 was really the year that 3D printing as manufacturing entered a disruptive phase. By then, 3D printing speeds had increased 150-fold, the variety of materials had increased 500-fold, and printers themselves could now be purchased for less than $1,000. So where do we see the 3D printing convergences? As the price dropped and performance increased, convergences began to arise, and this is what moves 3D printing from a manufacturing revolution to a society-wide force of change. Take computing, for instance. A couple years back, an Israeli company, Nano Dimensions, brought the first commercial circuit board printer to market, which lets developers prototype new circuit boards in hours instead of months. Since the design of circuit boards is a break on the speed of computer development, that is, a break on the biggest driver of technology acceleration, this convergence doesn't just represent a revolution in computer manufacturing, it puts the pedal to the metal on an already accelerated process. Another convergence sits at an intersection of energy and 3D printing, wherein 3D manufacturing is already making batteries, wind turbines, and solar cells, three of the most expensive and essential components on the renewables revolution. Even transportation has seen similar impacts. Engines used to be among the most complicated machines on the planet. GE's advanced turboprops, for instance, once contained 855 individually milled components. Today, with 3D printing, it's down to 12. The upside? 100 pounds of weight reduction and 20% improvement on fuel burn. And yet another astounding convergence involves 3D printing and biotech. The first few 3D printing prosthetics arrived in 2010. Today's individual hospitals are rolling them out in scale. Just last year, for instance, a Jordanian hospital introduced a program that can fit and build a prosthetic for an amputee in only 24 hours. The price tag? Less than $20. Meanwhile, as 3D printers can now print electronics, we're seeing innovations like Hero Arm, the world's first 3D printed multi-grip bionic prosthetic available at non-biotic prices. The next step to replacement body parts is about to become replacement organs. In 2002, scientists at Wake Forest University 3D printed the first kidney capable of filtering blood and producing urine. In 2010, Organovo, a San Diego-based bioprinting outfit, created the first blood vessel. Now in 2020, a San Francisco-based 3D tissue printing company, Prelis Biologics, is achieving record speeds in its pursuit of printed human tissue with viable capillaries. In success, these 3D manufacturing breakthroughs can forever end the shortage of donor organs. Let's shift our focus a bit, and in the realm of real estate and infrastructure, the construction industry will be downright unrecognizable within the next two decades. In 2014, the Chinese company Winsun successfully 3D printed 10 single-family homes in under 24 hours, each costing less than $5,000. A few months later, Winsun was at it again and printed a five-story apartment complex in the course of a mere weekend. In 2017, a different Chinese company combined 3D printing with modular construction to erect a 57-story skyscraper in just 19 days. Another story that might best illustrate the world-changing power of 3D printing belongs to a guy named Brett DeVita. He was sickened by tent cities he saw in Haiti after the earthquake. DeVita decided to find a way to use emerging technologies to provide permanent shelter for people who needed it most. Forming a nonprofit called New Story, he raised the research capital from a group of investors known only as The Builders. New Story created a solar-powered 3D printer that can work in the worst environments imaginable. Greatly democratizing the field, DeVita's printer erects a 400 to 800 square foot home in 48 hours at the cost of about $4,000. And these homes aren't just bunkers. They consist of awesome modern designs complete with wraparound porches. In the fall of 2019, New Story started construction of the world's first 3D printed community. When it's complete, this community will consist of 100 homes given or sold using no-interest micropayment loans available to anyone to people who are currently homeless. So let's wrap up today with some final thoughts. 3D printing is not a mere paradigm shift in manufacturing. It's fundamentally democratizing access to vital resources, redefining nodes of power in contemporary supply chains, and turning wasteful production processes into closed-looped economies. Whether the result is an infinite organ supply or trillions of sensors, 3D printing and the production materials it unlocks will permeate every industry imaginable. Even in some of the most barren environments, you might think of desolate planets, disaster zones, or scattered among the asteroids in space. 3D printing is one of today's and tomorrow's most significant conduits for converting scarcity into abundance. These exciting developments and exponential technology, including 3D printing, have been many years in the making. Providing the basic needs to everyone in the world at a reasonable cost will allow us as Christ followers to reach many more nations with the good news of Jesus Christ. These technologies will facilitate the building of God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Let us build on the foundations that have been laid by many others so that we can say, as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, "Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ." And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Futuristic Friday as we look at another exciting exponential technology area on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next track, though, will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,482 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.